Kufsari Aleph, Sif Aleph. Parla Voisim Allah, it's a Balabayas. So the Medina of the Gemara, which we'll see, the Shulchan Aruch can say nowadays, we don't do this. But the Medina of the Gemara, the Allah is Parla, which we're doing Malacha, Makatsim Ibrahimazim, Kneshal Levatam Alechas Balabayas. They have a right to say an abridged version of benching. Ketzad. So what do they do? Bracha Rishona Ketikuna. They say the full first bracha. And then Ushniya Paseach Bebircha Sa'aretz. They start with the Nusach Bebircha Sa'aretz. V'kerlo ba B'nei Yerushalayim. And they mention in the second bracha about Yerushalayim as well. V'chayseh Bebircha Sa'aretz. They end off with Al Oritz Valamazon. Ben Armin Birchas Atoba Meitiv Klal. So they say the first bracha, they combine the second and third bracha, and they don't say the fourth bracha. The men are more kishu alight the Miskar Malachim Melvada Suda. But may not the Skar Ella Al Hasuda Sha'ichlim Levad. Bavarim Kalabi Babrachas Kitikunan. If their whole pay is the meal, then they have a right to say full benching. If they're getting paid besides that, then that's when this halacha applies. Chedim Balabais may see be Mohammed. If the Balabais is joining them, Abishadot and Skar of Nevada Sudam of Rachim Kalabra Brachas. So the Balabais is there, so we assume that he's not makar that they should finish off the meal and bench properly. Zakhtam, the Shaburus of Cotton Olive, Vekala Babinei Yerushalayim. Now, so Mishabur is going to address, the more learns out from Sukkim that you have to say, Uberatas, Hashem Kechel, Aris, Tovah, Asher, Nos, Amloch, so Aris is Aris, Tovah is referring to the Beis HaMikdash, the Hor is referred to HaHor HaTov. So we draw now from Sukkim, you need to mention all these things. Adar Shidim, Gmur, Mekuroz, Shavarach, Lashem, Rebirch, Hazamozin, Alamozin, while the Aris, Alam Yushalayim. So how can we do this? We're sort of bridging benching. So Mishra answers, and this is this is the approach that the Beis Yosef uses, that Ein Rotzalar Mishamina Tarat Tzarach Latim Al Kol Echad BeEchad BeBrach of the Atzma. You must mention these things, but it's not true that necessarily you must say each one is a separate bracha. The Raisa, you could say all three in one bracha, that's sufficient. After the Chalmon came along and said, well, if the Raisa wants us to say each one of these as an integral part of benching, each one should deserve its own bracha. Therefore, we'll say Birchazon by itself, and then Haaretz and Bin Yerushalayim, which refer to different parts of Eretz Yisrael, the land in general, Yerushalayim specifically. You can put them together into one bracha. Fine, and that's what we're going to run with Dibur Rash. Okay, Kosso Oyin Harba Achrenu Medina. If you look at the Sharetzian brings the Tosus. It says not like this. So cut an olive. If I feel im narmer the minyan hagibah brachas hey mitaraisa. That not like what we're saying over here that the elements you must mention is the raisa, but that each one being a distinct bracha by itself is not the raisa. Tosis says no. Mitaraisa, there are three. You must say three separate brachas. So it's the mitzvah of the raisa to say brachas, and each one is supposed to be distinct by itself. So how can we do what we're doing? Come welcome. What you're doing is not doing the mitzvah. So chama can be oiker, just like the oiker not to blow the shofar from Rosh Hashanah, if it falls out on Shabbos, and not to take lulav on the first day of, even though it's the raisa on the first day of Sukkot, if it falls out on Shabbos. So they can oiker, and say, parlem, don't have to bench. the full benching. So Harbach Rishonim ain't serving came the Yehe Nusach Kufa B'Psicha B'Chesim D'Raisa. So it seems like Mechoz Rishonim, whether that which you require a full bracha with the Psicha and the Chesim and the whole thing, is the Raisa the Tosfos holds it is, the other Rishonim hold it's not. Okay. So we don't say the fourth bracha at all, Klal, Shazoyen Elam Yikim and Rabbanim Bahama. Vakarua eitzel parlin. The Chumim removed their mitzvah the rabbanon by the case of the parlin. Mention mevorach ma'atz. Mention shemim piach acher hamazamin. Mevorach berachas amosin kitikuna. Whether they're saying their own benching or they're hearing somebody else who he's not a worker, and he's saying the full benching, they can leave before that the fourth bracha. Re'omdin l'malachdin kishachosim berachas Yerushalayim. They get up and go to work after the. Do they do Zimun? Different opinions. As we'll see in the next sif, we don't do this nowadays. Definitely. But a modern application we still have, if a person was eating, finished eating, and he's with two other people, so normally the law is that one person cannot leave. He has to wait for the other two. But in this scenario, if they're not willing to answer to him, which they are not mechuyev to, he should not wait. The Begoyin Zem, Bavadi Balabais is makbid, we see the Balabais is makbid, you know, benching about the work. There's a sheet which holds in general that one doesn't have to wait if the other two are not finished yet. Now this is all talking about the case of the Miskar, can't circum Lamar Hamalocha. They are getting paid for their work besides just getting a meal. But however, the Balabais may say, he's probably joining them, he doesn't mind if they take a little bit longer. Okay. Bays. Nowadays, we don't do this anymore. We say all for brochas. Shane Derek, when Adam, actual Hakben Bekach. In general, the employers are not Makben. So you're a higher worker, you're understanding that he's going to take a break and eat and bench properly. Gimel, also lasses malacha ba'odai mevarech b'cheinu le'elbos b'sim kufpei. Gimel. Okay. So you can't do other things while you're benching. Also lasses malacha b'shabrus ha'katan hey. So lasses liba elab, you have to focus on the bracha. I skipped. No. Mimnei shenira kimavarech. Derech Arayu Maker looks by doing so that you're not intentionally focusing on your bracha. It just happened that you're doing the bracha. Why is doing other things? I feel the Tashmish Kal also lasts. You can't even do a light type of effort. Sure, you can't do something which is going to draw your attention. You can't even get involved in thinking about other things, including the Torah. If you're thinking of learning, it means you're not really, the benching is not really important to you. The truth is, by anything that you're doing, tefillah or any bracha, you cannot be really involved in anything else. It happens to me, I'll do it, but it's not that I'm focused on doing it. They tell you, look before in Siman Kufei Gimel. So we already said this before. So Mr. Burr says in Sivkot and Vav, Al Shamari Kadim Shem Maskal HaMalacha, whether you were working, it said don't make a bracha while you're working, or whether you're benching, don't make it work while you're benching. The result is the same. Take with the bir halacha, the bottom one, it's also to do it. Okay. There were three people seated. Chazal said they have to do a process of zimun, that one person has to invite the other two to join him in benching. One said, let us bench, bless the one which we ate from his. If there's four, so the one can say to the three, Yacholomer Baruchu, Shachal Nimshala, not Neborech, but Baruchu. But you have to tell Blomer Neborech, Shalahitzi Atom in the cloud. Baruchu is you should, he's commanding them that they should, exhorting them, commanding them to say a Baruchu. Baruchu, it means let us. So he should include himself in. Mehemet Zora, if there's ten, Zorak Lahaska is a shame. Sherman the Baruch Elokeinu. Behemon Machar Baruch Elokeinu. Behemon the Baruch Leilokeinu, but Lamed. You don't say with the Lamed. Behemon Chiwasoro, Omeo, Elif, a Reboy, whether you're 10, 100, 1,000, 10,000. Kachim of Rochim, there's opinion the more that changes as you get to larger groups. We don't hold like that. We hold it remains the same. Consistent once it's 10 or more. Kol Mishalim is the Anusach. Kol Mishalim Nevorech Alamozin Shalchanu. Arman Lami Shalchanu Mishaloi. Shalmer B'mkayim Uptuvoi Mituvoi Vachem Chayinu Arman Chayim Rezabur. All of these are ignorant ideas. K'shem HaSara K'shem HaShemazkir Mas HaShem. When there are 10, since you are mentioning Hashem's name, Elokeinu, Yochel Lerman the Baruch Elokeinu Alamozin Shachal Nimshalai. You could say over there, Alamozin Shachal. That would be acceptable. Okay. Mr. Aleph. Chayam Bezimun. Tanach Chayam, he's Damein. Well, the Tzar Berchosim B'Loshon Rabim. They need to come together and bench. In a form of as a group. So how do you do that? And the other ones respond. So that's the point is they need to make themselves a unit. Let's praise Hashem with me. Let's uplift His name together. Galul Hashem Iti, so one person says, you too, because it's plural, should join me. So it means one saying to two. Gadu, Inami Mimada Siba Kishem Hashem Ekra Habu Gadu Lokeinu, Koshin Mehema Yusra Arasora, Koshin's Barabat Lefanin. So the minimal number is one talking to two. Nevorech, to announce, let's take the kais and bench. Now, why is this? If you want to bring kedusha in, you need to say b'peh. That's what you're doing. So we accomplish that with this first level of introduction, which is not mentioned in the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't mention yet. The Gemara says you say Nevorech, and they answer Baruch. that which we do. So let us bench Baruch Nevorech, Rabbi Tanya Nevorech, Rabbi Tanya, Rabbi Simon will mention. Fine. So it comes out that the Zimun, you're doing a Hazmona to the Zimun. That's really what it comes out to be. He enjoins them and he says, Baruch Chayinu. Some people have a minig that they answer Amen after the person is leading the Zimun. When he says, Baruch Shachalim Shalom Tim Chayinu, he said, a bracha. Blessed is the one which we've eaten from his. So you answer Amen. Okay, so there are different opinions. Whether you answer Amen, the Mishnah Berurah says, a minig is not to. That which we have this little phrase that some people say between Zimun and benching, the Shulchan Aruch seems to indicate that he does not hold you have to do that. And the Sharsin and Gimel points out that's also the opinion of the Gra, that there's no need to say that. Baruch Hu Baruch Shemoy. The Yesh person calls to learn Baruch Hu Baruch Shemoy. There's some said, no, you're supposed to say it. That is, the Mishnah Berurah tells us the establishment is to yes say it. Even the Shulchan Aruch is mashal you not need to, and the Grohol you do not need to. That became the minig. Why more Gemara Shachar Chanim is Akaponim Lo Shach Zebiyochid. Number one, it's not relevant when a person is benching by himself. It's only relevant when you're in a group. Number one, the only person who says it is the one who's leading benching. That's the minhag. If there's four, he could say to the three, Baruch Hu. Baruch Hu, Kiva Shem Shloisha, Rimla Baruch, Beloshen Rabin, Belozoi, means they are already a significant group, that even without him being in the part of the picture, they could say as a group. But you have a number Shnayim Baruch Hu after the Yotze. Okay. You should not say Navarach Leilukena with the Lamed. The Baruch Hu Ksiv Lamed. They say Baruch Hu Amim Elokeinu. Or if you say Almosin Shachalnu. And the Muslim that you have fed us, you meaning the Balabas. Right? Why specifically Muslim? You could just said that we ate.
Only the person leading the Muslim would say the Baruch Hu Baruch Shemayim.
That's what Mishnah Berurah says. Or the Mishnah Chalim Shaloi. The Mashah, what do you mean the Mishnah Chalim Shaloi? Oh, the one we ate from. It means, you know, there are five of them. But the one we ate from, that's the one we want to give Baruch Chas V'Shalom. The Mashmah, the Rabbim Heim, Zezon Hazeb. So one Getchka supports Reuven, and one Getchka supports Simon. So, like, you know, the one from we ate from. He's talking about Vorach, Labalabayas. So that's not by Avodah Zorah, so it must be he means the Balabayas. And got me too, I perish, Mishum, the Mamayat, the Mishum, the Mishum, what's wrong with saying me too, boy? Instead of bit too, boy. Shum, the Mamayat, the Mishum, the Masha, the Kabur, the Mamayat, the Kadechayim, just from that he gives us something. The Tam Shalom, the Chayim, and the Masha, the Mamayat, the Yatsum, the Klap. He's saying he's giving them a bracha of Chayim. Instead of saying, Chayinu gave us life. Once he's 10, you say Hashem's name, Elokeinu, so then you could say, Nevorach Elokeinu. Remember, the Zodak Elamitzi, the Koyab Alabai Samachilu. The problem was, when you say little the kainu.
You mean you could say alham lezon?
You can say the word little alham lezon shalchanu mishalot. Yeah.
Of course, you say alkainu when there are ten.
So since you're saying alkainu, it's clear that you don't mean the balabais who fed you. You mean the kadosh baruch hu. Right, that was the problem of the Mosin. He's giving a bracha to the one who gave him the Mosin, the Bala Bayis. So, but over here we don't make the mistake because he says Elokeinu. So, okay, when you have ten, they don't have that worry. You don't have that worry. Sif Beis. The Torah says, "I'm basar of oinim lo hiskira Elokeinu." Any chol malachzer. I'm zanim onachu rov yachzer bizamim b'shem. So the mezamen forgot to say Elokeinu. He said the work shachalim shlo tuachinu. They haven't responded yet. He repeats it again. He says the work Elokeinu shachalim shlo tuachinu. They already answered without Elokeinu. That's it. Yod and yichal ma'achsud. The yavad yotze b'zimun below the shem. You yotze the zimun. Even you didn't say Hashem's name. You yotze. V'miyochal mezamen la'achsur achakach v'lemon the baruch Elokeinu. So he said the Baruch, he didn't say Elokein. They responded Baruch without saying Elokein. Then he chapped. So he's supposed to respond afterwards and join them. But does he say Baruch Shechal Mishaloi? Does he say Baruch Elokein or Shechal Mishaloi? What does he say? Yishtes ben Avachardim. I'm a Shari Tshuva. Both opinions are mentioned. Chul Yamim Heim. After the baruch, if they said with the shame, even though he forgot to say it in his hasmona, he can, when he repeats afterwards, he joins them saying Hashem. They didn't respond yet, so you could do it over and get it right. So, of course, there's one other option. It's the Mice of Dirshu. If some answered, some didn't answer. So now, if it's only 10 people, and 3 answered, so you can't go back and say Elokeinu because 3 answered already. I say, no, since the whole group is 10 and some of them did not answer yet, he can say, let us all 10 be in the Baruch Elokeinu. So, he brings, if the remaining people who did not answer yet are less than 10, you can't go back. Fine. Simikul said again, Michal, Mitzarf, Zimun, Imlap. Shnayim she'ochlu al v'ishem b'birchas ha'moitzi poitur echadus chaveru. We only have 2 people eating together. We know for a moitzi, one person can be moitzi another person. Mitzvah l'chalik she'borach al kol echad b'birchas ha'mozun l'atzma. When it comes to benching, each person should say it independently. Okay. Menav amurim k'shoyu shnayim yodim l'borach b'birchas ha'mozun. That which you tell you that one person cannot be moitzi the other person, since it's only 2 yechidim, is one both are familiar. Echad yodeh, b'shen en yodeh. If only one of them knows how to bench. Mavarach yodeh, b'yotzei hasheni. So then the one who is familiar can bench. Another person will be yotzei by listening. He may be in lashon hakodesh. El she'en yodeh levarach. He understands what he's hearing, just he's not familiar enough to say the bracha properly. So the chav and mila b'mila the chomashi yomer. You have to stay focused. Hagov b'sar chamavork shechav and tziel. The mavork has to have him in mind. You might see him for this to work. Avamenu meivin enu yotze b'shemiyah. So the Shulchan Aruch says that the din of shemiyah ka'onah requires that you understand what you're hearing. So if you don't understand lashon hakodesh, you cannot be yotze b'shemiyah. What you could do is repeat after him word for word. You can't be yotze b'shemiyah. So that's one. That's one on one. 2 people. Once you have 3, it's the opposite. Not that each one should say on their own, but they should say it together, and they're not allowed to say on their own. If you have two people eating together, it would be appropriate to get a third. Once you have a group, you cannot divide out at least some people without zimun. You don't have enough to make two groups. However, there's six people. Nechlokim that can divide into two groups of three. Kimish Yeshar Zimun Lechol Chabur. Each group of Chabur will make his own Zimun. Adasar, this is true up to 10. If there's 10 people, then you're supposed to be Mezamah with Hashem Hashem. You can only split it into two groups if you have 20. Kimish Yishchai Bebaskar Hashem. Hagol Yoshech Chol Mechalik. If you have 20, you can divide if you want. And the same language is correct. Like you had six, they're allowed to split. They don't have to split. It would be appropriate to try and get a minion. What about if it's a very large group, and the people which are seated there can't really hear the person who's leading benching? Doesn't have a loud voice, or he's not saying clearly, or there's a lot of other noise, whatever it is. So they can't hear from the one who's leading benching. I'm here eating at the largesse of somebody, and I have this nice meal in my house. All of a sudden, the table in the back says a zimun basara. So they say zimun three people, that can be done quietly. So I don't realize, so fine. But here, I have 10 people making this, like, they be able to make sure everybody, all 10 hear. The guy says, say loud enough. So we'll draw the attention of the other bias. It's quite insulting. Okay. So they're not allowed to divide up into chaburas of 10. Why? Because since to say a zimun for 10, making sure everybody hears you, you have to say it b'kol rom. You can't whisper it. You have to say it out loud. V'yishma l'bayis, v'yakim l'leim, the balabayis will hear about it and be upset. So in that situation, what you could do, you come to the chalak of chabur, so shloisha, the work benachas, kadesh l'gishma l'bayis. But a zimun of three really is much easier to keep quiet. So you can divide into groups of three. So tevla mimashal yetzi yedei chobis b'chaz zimun, sheni uchal mishmoya mipiyam avorich. So we have this large hall. Pasha can't hear the guy, the person leaning bench. You can't hear. And they can't go and make a zimun b'asara because of the concerns. The Bala Bias will hear about it and be upset. But they can do a zimun of three. The whole tzibur is doing a zimun of 10. But so what do you want instead? That you shouldn't hear the Hazmona Bechlau. Like, so you want to be very firm. I dafka want 10, so you hear end with nothing. So at least do three. That's the Mishnah Gemara ends off. Is that Tayyib Lahem, Mimashal Yetzi, the Chavis Birchas Azimun? It's much better you should divide up into threes and lose the zimun b'shem, not to have zimun at all. Okay. Okay, Mishabura, let's start, make a dent in the Mishaburas. Okay, so Kanala, Petr Echim, Rasulamer, the B'moitzi, Afal Chachila, Yechalecha, Lotzeis, B'birchus, B'ber. For Moitzi, one person can be Moitzi another person. But by benching, it's not proper to do so, it's proper to separate. Mitzvah l'cholik. If you listen to him, you would say, Shmeh, kind of works. The Kobach of Mitzvah l'cholik. The Kobach said, no, it's better to keep it separate. Say, you should bench on the road. So what's the difference? Why by Hamoitzi can I, one person be Moitzi, another single individual? And over here we're saying that. The Mitzchilas and Sunas could come in Lechel Yatov. Begin the meal, everybody's coming together. So Daitan Litzar, their Kavanah is to join together. So therefore, somebody who's we're joined together, so you could be moitzim me. Mashem b'sevus who the diet only part of me is that your kavan is to leave. He'll tzarich levarach al kolecha la'atzma. Excuse me. That's why we gave each one his own. We tell each one to do the bracha by themselves. The bracha is a mazon. The rice achmir bo, or benching is the rice, or the zinzim is passed through the rice. The remar machver by prim kadosh because of the yochan lochish tamarishin. Balkein afim loy alchol kei svia chiver hurak min rabbanon kam kei mitzvah lecholik b'levarach kolecha la'atzma. So even though you didn't eat, you're not dealing with some of the rice, the whole thing is in the rabbanon, the benching is in the rabbanon, but you have a choice to be to it's wasn't three people, so each one should stay in their own, so that would be proper to do.
Well, it's two people.
In some cases, two people. Yeah. Now, what would be in a case where one knows and one is not familiar? Here they give and come on to design. So the one can mitzvah to the other one, but as long as he's mechaben lohitziyai, get it down. Megam shemaya, tzarich lechaben lotzeis, k'mo shekosu b'sim reish gimel zikimel ayin b'anshik sab l'sham. You need kavana to be mitzvah, you need kavana to be yotzeh, you need kavana both directions. Yeah. Hey. But if he doesn't understand the Shekhar, it doesn't work. So Mishabur is like this. Now, based on the Shulchan Aruch, it comes out that women who do not know the Shekhar and don't know how to bench themselves can't be yotze with the Simon. Because they can't say it himself, but okay, they listen to the husband. If they don't know what somebody's saying, so they're not yotze. So what do you want from them? Noshim yivorchel la'atzman. They would have to give the tzedar on benching. Who then amoritz k'shenem aveben birchus hamitzio, or amoritz doesn't understand what the one who's leading is saying. So if you don't understand, you can't use shemay kainah. That Lashon Kodesh has the special mila. It's intrinsically a language of tefillah, bracha, etc. So even though the Shemaya don't understand what is being said, but he knows it's the purpose of its purpose is bracha, whatever, to give a bracha. So that's good enough. Lashon Kodesh. Ma'ashen ki b'shar lashonos the kuliyam ein yotzeh im einoy meivin haloshon. This is the only language that has this advantage is Lashon Kodesh. Other languages don't have that lashon. Do not have that advantage. Okay. This opinion. This opinion has been accepted that. That even people who are Maratzim are not familiar, can be Yotzei, with just listening. That's what the women do. Elena understands. Abishan Mavidus Klaal. Furthermore, I feel a Bekiddish, the Raisa, the Kuliyam, the Hanashim. I feel a Hachi Yotzei's Bishmiya, not only by the Rabbanans, we see this, we said that by the Raisas as well. That, Kiddush, if you have not said any words of praise to Hashem about Shabbos yet, which men do in shul, but women don't. They didn't necessarily. So Kiddush is the first words they're saying about praise about Shabbos. That might be the Dereisa. You can be Yotze with Shmiya. When we come welcome, Yotze Toiv Shiyam Racham Mevorich B'Hamakadesh Mila B'Mila B'Lachash. You should basically repeat after the one who's leading the benching or saying the Kiddush. Okay, let's hold it here.